no less than 3 individual fortunes, it was whispered, than any of his associates could ever hope to gain. Apart from his colonial career, he had been to Greece in a brigantine with 4 brass carronades. He had traveled Europe in a chaise and 4, drawing bridle at the palace doors of German princes. Queens of song and dance had followed him like sheep and paid his tailor's bills. And to behold him now, seeking small loans with plaintive condescension, sponging for breakfast on an art student of 19, a fallen Don Juan, who had neglected to die at the propitious hour, had a color of romance for young imaginations. His name and his bright past, seen through the prism of whispered gossip, had gained him the nickname of the Admiral. Dick found him one day at the receipt of a custom, rapidly painting a pair of hens and a cock in a little watercolor sketching box, and now and then glancing at the ceiling like a man who should seek inspiration from the muse. Dick thought it remarkable that a painter should choose to work over an absinthe in a public cafe, and looked the man over. The aged rakishness of his appearance was set off by a youthful costume. He had disreputable gray hair and a disreputable sore red nose, but the coat and the gesture, the outworks of the man,